are up to Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we're middle of a story. We're trying to figure out where do we know Amayni Velei Amaynis. So we have the story. Shaul HaMelech asks Avner, who is this kid? And the answer is he wanted to know whether he comes from Peretz or Zerach, whether he's going to be a king or not. Who is this child? Right? So Dayag HaDaimi says, instead of asking whether he's going to be from Peretz or Zerach, why don't you ask if he can marry a Jewish girl? Right? Because he comes from Rus HaMavia. We'll start there, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom. Of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, it would be 76B3, I would guess. Amalei Dayag HaDaimi. Why are you asking whether he's appropriate to be king? Why don't you ask if he's fit to marry a Jewish girl? My time at the Kasim of Rus HaMavia. He's a descendant from a Ger and Mayavis, and therefore he might not be kosher to come into Kol. Amalei Avner. So Avner was there, again, Avner is the general, Dayag is the right Sanhedrin, they're standing next to Shaul, and David is going to fight Goliath. We learned that it only applies to the males, not to the girls, to the women. This is the conversation. So Dayag says to Avner, if so, are you going to say a female mamzeres? If you're going to say Amayni means male, so mamzer is male. So you're going to say Le Mamzeres? So he answered him, Mamzer Ksiv Mumzar. Mamzer means somebody that has a mum of being from a Zarus, a marriage that is Zar, that is estranged. And therefore, it includes male and female. The Trashi Mamzer Ksiv Mumzar, Koshiyashma Mumzaris, it's an acronym. It's not a definitive word defining the person. It's an acronym, therefore it would include male and female. So he told him, it says Mitzri v'loy Mitzris. So it says Mitzri. Ger Mitzri. Mitzri, you're going to say a Mitzris is a mutter right away? This is Avner speaking to Dayag. Talk to Gemarash. Dayag speaking to Avner, I'm sorry. Shaini Hacha, the Mepharish time of the cross. Avner said, well, look at the reason of the pasuk. It says, "Al dvarash lekidmu etchem alechem b'mamayim." The reason Amon gets Aser is because they didn't greet Klal Yisrael with bread and water when they came through the country. Midas would have been that if your relative, Klal Yisrael is related to Amon, comes by, you greet them alechem b'mamayim. That's the reason that Amon is Aser. Mayav has this extra reason because it says, "Asher socher alecha bilam ben ba'ar." So Mayav has an extra reason, Amon has one reason. But the bottom line is, that's the reason the Torah says we ban Amon or Mayav.
There's no chilek.
There's no chilek, but one has one reason, one has two reasons. Darkishal ishla kadem, v'loy darkishal ishla kadem. It is appropriate for men to greet the coming Bnei Yisrael. Women stay home, and therefore there's no claim against them. They didn't do anything wrong. Therefore they are not banned from coming into the Kol. So Dayak says to Avner, it's true that men go to men, women should go to women. There's no excuse for that. Why didn't they go greet the women of Bnei Yisrael and give them food and water? Ishtik. So Avner keeps quiet. He has no response to Dayak. The king says, find out whose kid he is. Meaning? Find out, as the Gemara is going to explain, is he kosher or not? So the Gemara Hasam Kari Leinar, the first time he said, Mizeh Hanar, Behachi Kari Le'olam. Now he gives him a different name. It both means young lad. But why is he changing the word? Hachi Kamerle. Halacha Nis Alma Malach. He says to Avner, we're not clearing the halacha. Say Shal Bebeis HaMedrash. So go ask in the Beis Medrash. Now, I don't know if he told that to Avner, if he told it to Dayag. Go find out. There seems to be an argument between you and Avner. Go check it out in the Beis Medrash. So, he went to ask the Beis Medrash. Amrulay, they told him, Amayni v'loy, Amayni v'loy, Amayni v'loy, Ashigil akshile Dayag kohani kushyasa. So they went through the same list of questions that Dayag and Avner had in their conversation. They went into the conversation between Dayag and the Beis Medrash. Ishtiku. So they kept quiet. So at this point, Dayag had the winning argument. But we don't say Amayni v'loy mayavis, right? Just like we don't say Mitzri v'loy mitzris. And the reason about Dvar is not a good enough reason, because the Nashim should have gone to the Nashim. So they wanted to announce that David is puzzled. They wanted to paskin that David can't get married. What? No, the Bezin, the Beis Medrash. They agreed to Dayag. He slugged him. He proved his point. At that point, it was going to be a public announcement from a Sanhedrin. Miyad v'amotza bet ish ushma yisratei. Boy Lachruze is a rabbin. They wanted to announce. Not he wanted to announce. What does the Archcoach say? What? He says Dayag? Okay, maybe. I understood it, everybody, but again, no right. Miyad, v'amotza bet ish ushma yisratei. There was Amotza, who was the son of Yisra. Ashabal Abigail Bas Nachash. Yisro had married Abigail, who was David's sister. The son of Nachash, Yishai is called Nachash. And the reason Yishai is called Nachash, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, he is one of the people that died without any Avera. He wasn't affected. The only reason he died is because the Avera of Nachash HaKadmoni. He was one of the four people that never did an Avera in his life. Because of the Avera of the Marishan. He died because all men are supposed to die. All people are supposed to die, not because he committed any sin. Uchtim, in another part. Sorry? The Gemara says there are four exceptions. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos.
Oh, it says actually.
No. Gemara says there, one man the says nobody dies without a chait. And the Gemara slugs it up from these four.
Let me ask a question, Rabbi. The person did a chait.
What's opposite on? Yes, go ahead.
The person did a chait, the tshuva. Is he considered really chait? Let's say we know tshuva was. Bob said his tshuva is perfect.
It depends what level of chait it is. If it's a level of chil Hashem or something like that.
No. I'm saying one that you can. Let's say Rav Schwab says fun.
It's interesting. The Gemara only says four people died b'li chait. I would hope that many, many poor people did a tshuva gemura. Again, I can't answer that question. I don't know is the answer. Gemara says there are four people that never sinned.
That's not possible.
I'm sorry. It's your word against the Gemara's. What am I supposed to do?
Not one sin? No, I'm just saying.
It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos.
I know, Rabbi.
So what do you want from me? Anyway, that's why he's called Nachash. Uchsiv, in Divrei Hayamim, he calls him Amaso ben Ish Ushma Yisro HaShmi'eli. So is it Yisro HaYisraeli or Yisro HaShmi'eli? Amar Rava. When this child came, he put on his sword. I think it's not a literal sword. Maybe it was a literal sword, like an Arab. Whoever doesn't listen to me when I say over this halacha, I'll pierce him in the sword. Amasa.
Amasa is a.
He was there in the Beis Medrash, and he's the son of Yisra Yisraeli and Yisra Shmaeli. And Rav is saying the reason the Pasi calls his father Yishmaeli is because what he did, what Amasa did. Amasa acted like a Yishmaeli. I think that's what I said. Kach mekubalani mebeis din shel Shmuel Ramasi. This is what I have a Kabbalah from Bezel of Shmuel. Amaynis meyavi v'lay meyavi. This is it. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. At this point, halacha l'maisha mitzinah. Don't ask any questions. It's over and done with. Shmuel Hanavi paskin this way. Over, done with, no discussion. Rashi, no Rashi. Frak the Gemara, how could we trust him or Mima Haman? How could we trust Amasa? By the way, he was Negev Adavar. He married Yishai's daughter, he's a grandson of Yishai. He again came from a Meyavis. His wife came from a Meyavis. So, it's the gay his wife. Is she kosher apostle? He's Yishai's son-in-law. Correct. He's Yishai's grandson. His mother is Yishai's daughter. Abigail was Yishai's daughter. He's the grandson of Yishai. And he's paskening that his mother is kosher. Frek the Gemara, mi Mehaman. V'amar Rabab Amarav, kol kam b'chokim shemar halokhu bo. Anytime b'chokim de paskin. Im kai de maisa amra. If he says it before it's negeya him, shayman loy. Then lav, if he says this halokha when it's negeya him, ain't shayman loy. Here is him walking in and says, Rabbeisa, you're wrong. I'm kosher. Lo, we can't, Shmuel said so. We can't trust you. Negeya you. And you're telling us this halokha when the shayla's on the table, whether you're kosher or a puzzle. How can we rely on you?
Can you happy about that Shmuel actually said?
Yes. And for the Gemara, no kasha. Chayni haka to Shmuel based in Nikayim. He's still around Shmuel. It's easily verifiable. And therefore, it's not so. When a guy says something, when a person comes in and says, this is not locha, and there's no way to verify it except trust him, if he's pasking with the gay him, but we never knew this halacha before, we don't rely on him. But when he's telling us that Shmuel said it, call him up. Send him a text. Find out. He's around. So therefore, we trust him. Zakti Gemar Mikal Malkam Kasha. Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Zakti Rashi Im Kaida Maisav. Shabbat Seirah Liyadai. Amra, he said it. Vishanu L'Tamidah, but he taught it to his Tamidah. V'beis HaMedrash, V'shem Rabbi. Shaimim Lai B'shah Seirah. We listened to him at the time of his sack. The main, the mav, ain't Shaiman Lai. Shema Machmas Maisab Oli Yada Amra, he might have made it up because of the story. This is easily verifiable. This is going to be revealed, but nobody would lie. Practic Gemara, we call Malkam Kasha. But the bottom line is, why, Taka, do we say this? Advarash Lekidmu Eschem, the women should have gone to the women. The Taina is a good, Dayek's Kasha is a good Kasha. The answer is he's wrong, fine. But why is he wrong? It's not, is it the word of Namaini? Mitzri doesn't mean like Mitzris. So then why does Namaini mean like Amainis? What's the Svara behind it? Now the Gemara could theoretically have said, it's Halakha L'maisha Messina, we don't need reasons. But the Gemara seems to think that we can give this a logical explanation. Dr. Gemara, Halakha Tagimu, here in Bava we explained it, because the pasuk says, Kokhud Bat Melech Pnima. The honor of a woman is to remain inside, not even to go out to greet other women. And therefore, it's not a Taina women who don't go out. Interesting that Mepharshim speak out, this is talking to Mayav, who all their daughters went to be Mizana. Like, Mr. Kokhud, all of a sudden, Kokhud Bat Melech Pnima. I mean, they weren't Pnima when they went out to be Mizana. But the answer they say is Lamaisa, they didn't do anything wrong by not going. They might have done wrong by going out other times, but they weren't wrong by not going. Marava Amra, or Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, V'tayma Rav Yitzchak Amar, some say it's quoted from Rav Yitzchak, Amar Klavayim Elif Ayasari Shtecha. They said to Avram, where's Sarah? And she was Ba'ayel, she was Snua. So we see women are supposed to be Snua, and the Mepharshim points out, Sarah? You're comparing them to Sarah? The answer is, Sarah didn't even come out in her own house. So of course, we're not comparing them to Sarah, but we're showing that the concept of woman being private is there. So therefore, it's not a taina, ayalon mekadem noshim keneged noshim, because women are not supposed to be go out. Rashi, hineh b'ayo, ein derech isha lotis mibeta, women don't go out of their house. Yes.
Rabbi, a question about Yasser. Who was he? Was he a Talmid Chacham? Was he a general? What was his status within that society?
I don't know. He must have been a Talmid Chacham, but whether he was also a military officer, I don't know.
So, I mean, all through Shas, don't we have...
You're talking about Amasa. Amasa or Yeser?
Yeser.
Yeser is not the one that walked into the Beit Medrash. It was Amasa that walked into the Beit Medrash. I'm sorry.
So Amasa, is he the Talmud?
He ended up being a general later on in his life. I believe he was the general of Absalom who rebelled against David.
I thought it was Yeser the one who was saying that this is my tradition. This is what I know from Shmuel.
Amasa.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Ended up later in life being a general. He ended up being a general in the revolution against David HaMelech.
Okay, so either way, isn't all of Shas filled with those who are telling Talmidim Chacham? Talmid Chachamim, or I don't know how you make it plural, telling others what their tradition is that has not been heard by the others? I have a tradition
Let me try to explain. If I have a question if an animal is kosher and nobody knows, and then the owner of the animal says, oh, my Rebbe told me this is kosher, we don't rely on him. Because we never heard this from him before it pertained to his own animal. Now, had he told the dogs when it didn't pertain to his own animal, we would rely on him. As you said, by people testifying to what they heard from their rebbeim. But since this only came up when it pertained to his item, we begin to question the authenticity, veracity is the word?
Veracity. I understand the concept, but I thought in these hundreds, thousands of discussions we've gone through, when there is an issue, a halachic issue on the table, that this was not spoken after the fact, before the fact. This is spoken when the people are there. Or maybe I've been wrong.
Person giving up, usually, in 99% of the cases, a question comes into the Beit Medrash, and a person who is not involved in the case, meaning he has no financial benefit or any other benefit out of the question, tells us what he learned from his Rebbe. And we rely on that. And the question's on the table, but he's not financially involved. But let's say it would be my animal, and nobody knows the halacha, and I claim that my Rebbe told me it was okay.
So the issue is not that the case is pending. The issue is, I have a dog in the fight. This is my animal.
Exactly. Here is Amasa, his grandmother.
I understand.
His mother is Yishai's daughter. She also came from a Mayavis. Same Rus. Now, if Mayavis is puzzled to marry a Jewish man, then his mother is puzzled, and therefore he is puzzled.
I understand. I got the wrong end of the stick here. Now I understand. He had a conflict of interest here.
Vested interest in this answer, correct?
Got it. All right.
My Rebbe.
Yes.
Shmuel Haramasi. Is that Shmuel Hanavi?
Yes, it came from the city of Rama.
It is Shmuel Hanavi, right?
Yes.
And Shmuel was the one who decided or proclaimed that David was going to be the king?
At one point in his life, correct.
Was that prior to this story, to this part of the story?
I'm not sure. It could have been after this. Wait a second. Shmuel said that long of Amayni B'lo Amayni is before David was supposed to be king. The story with Avner and Dayag happened after David was already Nimshach, I believe.
So at that point, you could say that Shmuel was also involved in the story.
And Shmuel had said it beforehand.
Yeah, he said it beforehand.
Mibezina shel Shmuel Armasi means this was handed down orally through the Bezin of Shmuel Hanavi.
And it happened before, like you said. Okay, and one more thing. Who was Yishai at that point? Was he a well-known quantity? Was he a leader?
Well, the Gemara yesterday said he used to have 600,000 people around him.
Right, so he was a leader. And, for him to be from not a kosher source would have taken away from leadership.
Not why. First of all, why?
Are you asking me why?
Yeah, why? Why can't he be a leader? Why can't he say shir? Why can't he be a reshiva? He wasn't a king.
I thought because, for instance, anybody with Magaya really is in a place where he should not be the leader or even Rosh Hashiva.
Official position. I don't think he had an official position.
Okay, so in other words, he could have been also suspected.
Correct, he was. I mean, but nobody... Right, correct. The answer to your answer is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Came up in the days of Boaz. This came up way back. It was a constant argument. This was the tumult all the time. It was the tumult way back in the days of Boaz. Pliny Almighty did not want to marry Ruth because he said, Echashkas is not glossy. I don't want to marry him, Mayavis. My kids will be bustled. And Boaz said, Almighty, Mayavis, Mayavis.
And Shmuel was not yet around, right?
And Boaz lived before Shmuel's time. Boaz had a Messiah. Well, after this. Right? At the end of Ruth, it says many generations there was.
Doeg just didn't accept that.
I don't know. It was obviously a controversy that brewed throughout. It was a controversy that brewed throughout.
The fact that Doeg died,
that didn't help. Correct. That was one of the fascinating things. Imagine next day, morning, by Chassidim we would say what happened in the mikvah, and then by the thing you would say what happened at the water cooler. Boaz died the morning after he marries Ruth. People would say, we warned him. What'd you marry this Mayavis for? Chu Hashem, you married a Mayavis, Usher. The Rabbi Hashem showed you, he punished you, you died. And from there came all Malchus Beis Davis. That shows you how our eyes can't read situations.
But just, I got for a minute, I understand.
I have my question.
But you're not here. Oh, you are?
Yes.
Here.
I'm still stuck on the fact that we give the ball that women a pass.
Yes, because they're supposed
to. You know it. What happened? But they're the ones that will be
saying,
huh?
They were Madonna.
Yeah, like,
you're asking, what are you trying to do? Just playing Hashem.
They were forced to do it by their men.
Anyway, yes. I don't have a better answer than that, yes.
But a lady that says that it wasn't just a question she messed up her kitchen. It's a more important question the Rebbe asked Rebbe, and he always picks up on the show. The Yatzel let us go. She goes, no, it wasn't the Yatzel let us go, right? So she
gave it up.
We don't question the representation of facts. We trust people to represent facts.
Okay, good.
But we don't trust people to tell us a halacha we never heard. It's a big difference. We're not accusing people of misrepresenting facts. But we are accusing people of coming up with a halacha that nobody ever heard before. Now, this is the difference. A woman asks her husband, and her husband paskins, why don't we say, how can you paskin? You have a financial interest. The answer is, he's not making up the halacha. It's a halacha that's in Shulchan Aruch.
But Eidos, we don't choose like everything. This is Kana Eidos.
No, it's not. It's Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurim. We trust everybody to represent facts of the Shiloh.
But here,
unless
you can hear, it's
okay. Here is the halacha no one knew.
But good, but you know what?
He's
outside. My Rebbe told me
differently. It's a question of relying on testimony that's only told to us when it's the Geya. It's not representation of facts. It's telling us a halacha that nobody ever heard.
Oh, because officially the lady says that her husband died.
That's a special halacha that we rely on her testimony. No, because that's Eidos. You need Eidos to be mocked to a woman to get married. You don't need... Listen, a woman is... Okay. Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim says that when it's not Negeya, marriage, or money, any person can represent facts and we trust them. A woman says, I went to the mikvah. We trust her. That's the halacha, the safra law. The Tosik says we trust the woman to go and tell us what happened. Your wife served you chicken. How do you know where she bought it? You rely on her. Rabbi Yehuda learns it. The Mashal learns he means the halacha l'maishim yisinai, because it's not the word. Because the word can mean mitzri v'lai mitzris. He means what we said from the name of Shmuel Hanavi. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, al-dvar ha-shalikid mu'eskab halacha b'mayim, darke shalish l'kadim. He learns you don't need the halacha l'maishim yisinai. It's in the pasuk. It's only people that were supposed to go out and greet, not people that don't have to go and greet like the women. So it's a shayla. Is it logical? Or is it based only on halacha l'maishim yisinai? Now, the question is, the Mayavim had a different reason to be Usur, because they hired Bilam. So there you can't say the Svara, Ish, Darki L'Kadim, it ain't Isha Darki L'Kadim. Zabdurajba, Ish Darki L'Iskar, Isha ain't Darki L'Iskar. Women don't go hire Bilam. It's men that went and hired Bilam. The women weren't involved in the hiring of Bilam, therefore, they are absolved from the Isha. Zabdur Gemarbaiter. Darish Rava, my dechsev, it says in the pasuk, b'tachta l'moisei roi, right? We say that in howl. B'tachta l'moisei roi. You opened up my ropes?
Yoke straps.
Yoke straps, thank you. I'm a David of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. I had two yoke straps on me. Pitachtam, you opened them. You allowed them. Number one, Rus Hamayavia. Rus, that came from Bayav. I'm a descendant of Rus. And number two, Namo Hamaynes. The perpetuation of David's kingdom went through Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo HaMelech, from Namo Hamaynes. Namo and Giyaris from Amayn. So David is saying, on my kingdom, of my dynasty, there's two yoke straps, Mayav and Amayn. But you were Matarit. You were Matar Mayavis, and you were Matar Amaynis. So my dynasty is pure. My dynasty has no problem. You removed both yoke straps. I have no idea. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Pitachta, Meiseirais, Heinrutsuais. I'm sorry, Ketanoi, I didn't do that. Ikanakle Mamaini, Bibikanakle Mautvar. Meiseirais, Hein Ritsua, Shikaishim, and Oil, they're the straps that you tie the yoke. Pitakta, Shitartas, and Akavis, you permitted the women. Darish Rabba, Maidach Sibit says in the Pasik, Rabbas, Asisa, Ata, Shem, Elikai. You've done great things. Nifleisecha, Umachshavisecha, Eleinu. Your wonders and your thoughts are about us. How does he say, translate it? For us. Eli Loinemar. He starts off. No, he doesn't say it about himself. He talks about to Elenu. Your thoughts are about us. What was the word he used?
For us.
Who is the us? Melamed, Shayir Rechavim, Yashav, Bechekai, Shel David. Rechavim was an infant, and he was sitting in David's lap. What happened is, Rechavam was 42 years old, or 41 years old, when he became king. Shlomo HaMelech was king for 40 years. That means Rechavam was a one-year-old baby when David was still alive. So David is holding Rechavam in his lap. Amalai, and he says to the baby, Alive Alecha Nem Rushtei Mikros Halalu. It's about us. That these psukim are said. Meaning, the psukim that we're going to, which psukim? Did he say which psukim? I think it means Amayin v'lay me'avis and al-dvar. Rashi? אני אומר, נפסחו מחש... נעמו, אמא של רחב מני יצא מלכי בית דוד, נפסחו מחשתך אלינו. וואי והרחב מבן בני, חשבת לו טייבה כשיתה יותר תנקבס. You thought good about us when you permitted the females. Darish Rabba, my dechsev azam marti hinei basi b'mgila sefer kastav alai. Then I said that in the scroll of the sefer, what's he called? Sefer, what does he translate?
Scroll of the book.
Scroll of the book was written about me. Amar David, ani amarti atabasi. I thought that now is when I was zeichet to become king. I wasn't aware that already in the Torah it is hinted to my becoming king. It says by the story of the B'nai Slight, when they lived, it says that when they were saved, it says Shnei B'nai Hanimtzois that are found. It uses the word Nimtzois. Hakiksev, Matsasi David Avdi. I found David Avdi, Mishem and Kachi Meshachtiv. Where did he find David? He found David back behind him twice. In B'nai Slight lay the power of David, the future of David. It was already at that point that the Torah reveals to me, Hanim Choice, there's somebody going to be found here in the future out of these girls. That's the hint in the Torah that there'll be a David HaMelech that comes out of these women. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Ani Amarti, B'shoshinim Shachti, Atavasi L'gdula. U'mikara Paski L'gdula Zu. And I just got it now. V'lo Yodati Shememei Avram, Nikhtava Alai B'mgila Sefer. This is already hinted to me in the scroll of the book. Yes. Yeah, what bothered you a lot, yes. Why can't you say what bothers me? Why do you have to say it in past tense? That means you have the answer already. If it bothered you, that means you know the answer.
That we have to come through Torah.
So for that, the Gemara has an answer. And the Gemara is in
Erechim.
I believe in Masechet Yuma. Coming up soon. In Dav. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe it was already in Daf, it might have been a day that I missed. I don't know, it was in Daf already. I didn't teach that Daf. That's why I don't remember it as clearly. I know I saw it. I saw it without teaching it. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only picks a king that has a kupa shel shratzim, has a box of shratzim on him. We don't want a king to get too haughty. We want to have a king have something. And therefore, David HaMelech comes from that. Now, the Mekubalim say that it has to do, if you notice, all of David HaMelech's background has a bunch of these stories. Number one, he comes from B'nai Slight, who lived with their father. Number two, he comes from Yehuda, who lived with Tamar. Number three, he comes with Boaz and Ruth, which was a marriage, but, you know, it was one of them. And that's how he comes. So the Mekubalim have a whole thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu snuck that neshama away. I can't answer that question. It gets bombed. Okay, good. But they talk about that.
Forget about intention. That's not a tshuva. That was the ultimate
thing. That was a tshuva, right. That's all the potential.
What does it mean? It's
Svarti Tar.
What does that mean?
Svarti Tar has to do with the Inquisition. That people that became Aranos, the other Svardim who ran away from Spain, didn't blame them for playing the role of Christians. And they didn't want to marry them when they came out, ultimately, those who got out and didn't assimilate. They didn't want to marry them. So to keep them separate from the Maranos that came out, they wrote Svardi Tohar, meaning I was not a Marano. That's where the word Svardi Tohar comes from. Because they didn't want to marry the Maranos who played Christians for a while. And to them, that was like a no-no, and therefore they refused to marry into them. So to keep them separate, they made Svardi Tohar. That's the source of Svardi Tohar.
I was trying to say, Everything usually comes from
Cleveland. You said, I told you, the Gemara in Yuma says it was Madafka, because it's Baruch Hu wants kings that can't become haughty, because we say to him, hello, look at your background. Gemara in Yuma. Yeah, I didn't teach that daf. I messed up. No, it was, I don't know where I was in for Chafalof. I missed that daf. Maybe. I think the Bar Mitzvah missed other daf. I don't know.
You spoke it by Gouda.
No, I didn't speak it by Gouda. I don't know. I don't remember. I missed the daf.
How old was Shlomo when he became king?
The phone gets Kadima. What? Shlomo was king. He was 12 when he became king.
And Rechavim came from Shlomo?
Yes.
So how did David have Rechavim on his lap if Shlomo was only 12 when he became king?
Shlomo got married when he was young.
Younger than 12?
Yes. And it makes a big halachic controversy. How can a cut make kedusha?
Yeah.
It's a big controversy. See, Avne Meluim, Simon Aleph, Eben Ezra, first piece.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know that since
it's
written about
the German.
David write this?
He wrote a Baruch HaKadosh. He wrote Matzasi David Avdi Bistaim, right? That's in. Right.
He wrote it about himself?
It's Baruch HaKadosh. He doesn't write his own words.
Okay, but then we dash that.
Right, because he wrote that Baruch HaKadosh. Amr Ula. Amr Rabbi Yechonon. Okay, we finished this Rasha. We now move on to other halachas. Amr Rabba.
Is it possible Rabbi
to have the test
before
Shmuel? Is
it possible?
Everything's possible.
I mean, we haven't.
I didn't get this week's test yet.
You were holding.
I know, what am I supposed to do? I didn't even get this week's test. You know what I mean? The only one I got it from was Yankee. Nobody else handed it in.
We're working on it.
I'm glad.
Not an easy test.
I didn't say it was. You know, we give hard tests, you know. I write tests, I just write them. Okay, I'm a ruler.
You spent so much time on making them. I didn't have time for that.
Are you making fun of me?
So, Rebbe's daughter...
Abba,
I
wonder
what's her name?
Amr Ula. I have no idea what you're talking about. Amr Ula.
What's your daughter's name is?
I don't know what you want down in the middle of the Gemara. Amr Ula, Amr Rabbi Eichelin. Bat Ger Amayni Ksheira Lakuna. It's a big Kaddish. Ger Amayni's daughter, we don't know who he married yet. But whoever he married, and the Gemara is going to elaborate, his daughter can marry a Kayan. She's not a Chalola. Even though her father is a Ger Amayni. He's a Jew, but he can't marry a Jewish girl.
What generation?
A Ger Amayni. First has a daughter. We have not begun to fight yet. Give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. Can't ask questions yet. We don't know the case. All we know is a half a case. We don't know who the partner is. We don't know what happened yet. He's a Ger. He married blank. His daughter is Kasha Lakuna.
But we're assuming he's born Amoni. He's a born Amoni.
He's a born Amoni. He's a Ger Amoni.
First generation.
Frek the Gemara. Come on. Amalei Rabbi Barula Lula. Come on. Who is this like? Iker of Yehuda, Hamar Bat Ger Zocher, Kabat Chol Zocher. Rabbi Yehuda said, any Ger, forget Amoni. Any Ger marries a Jewish girl. Totally legal, the daughter can't marry a Kayan. A first generation Ger's daughter cannot marry a Kayan. Because one of the parents is a ger, is enough to disqualify the girl from, we don't pass it that way, but it's enough to disqualify that girl from marrying a kohen. We pass it if both parents are ger and the daughter can't marry a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if one parent is a ger, the daughter can't marry a kohen. So, how can you tell me bas ger amayni is kosher lakuna? Even a bas ger Ameriki cannot marry a kohen. The Iker of Yaisi, who says that even a ger that marries a geyiris bitai shera lakuna. So then what's the chiddush? Shita, I'm ger shenas a geyiris bitai shera lakuna. This is a regular ger. It doesn't make a difference who the woman is. It's the daughter of a ger who married a geyiris, and she's female. So she's not usher as an amayni. So why in the world, what's the chiddush? Of course she's mutter lakuna. Why is she different than any other bas ger? V'chi tema b'hanach d'ruy lover b'kol. Are you going to tell me? Maybe no. Maybe a ger shenas a geyiris is only mutter when it's a ger that could have married a Jewish girl. So he married a Jewish girl, and he could have married a Jewish girl, so even if he marries a geyiris, his daughter is mutter. But this ger amayni is very limited in his choice. He can marry a geyiris because kal gerim le'yikri kol. He's allowed to marry a geyiris. But lemaisi couldn't marry a Jewish girl. So maybe his daughter is different. That would be the havamina. That even though a regular ger that marries a geyiris, the daughter could marry a kohen, but a ger amayni that marries a geyiris can't because he can't marry a regular Jewish girl. So he's obviously more restricted. So maybe his daughter is affected by that, even though she's a kosher Jew that can marry a Yisrael, but Lamaisa, she can't marry a Kayan. That would be the Havamina. That Rabbi Yossi would agree to that. But the problem is, Menalei, where would he know that from? You need a source for that. That should make a difference. Where would you know that a Bas Ger Ramayni, since he's restricted from marrying a Jewish girl, if he does a legal marriage, he's a geyiris, that his daughter should be affected? Where would be the source for that? He can't just come up logically and say that. You have to have a source that that's true. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Bas Cholo, Bas Ger Amayni, Kosam Kedaitach Amayni, Shin is Gaira Ishta Imay. The Havamina is, the Ger Amayni married his former wife. They both were Megayer. He's a Ger Amayni, and she's a Geyiris Amaynis. Rasa V'leidasa B'kdusha, and this child was conceived and born after the Geyiris. Bas Cholo P'sul L'kuna B'perik Asara Yuchsin, that's in the fourth Perik of Kedushin. A book to the Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yaisi's B'perik Asara Yuchsin. Menalei, Menot Teisilon, how would I know Haim Yishim Eim Roi Lov B'kol B'tem P'sul Yaisim Yishan Geyilom? How would you know that? Meaning you can't just make this up. There's got to be a source. The female's mutter, why should the daughter be exception? Where do you see that? You want to make it up logically? You can't make this up. You have to have a source. And for the Gemara, back to the Gemara. The young of Mikhail Gadol Ba'amana. You learn it out from Mikhail Gadol Ba'amana. Mikhail Gadol marries an Amana. Since he's not supposed to marry an Amana, the kid is a Chalala. So a ger, since he's not supposed to marry a Jewish girl, his kid is a chalala, even from a geyiris. That would be the havamina. You can't compare it to a kohen gadol ba'amana. He did an avera. This ger didn't do an avera. He married a geyiris. What do you want from him? How can you say, just like a kohen gadol and amana, the kid is a chalala, so a ger was not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, his kid is a chalala. He didn't marry a Jewish girl. He married a geyiris. He didn't do an Aveira. Kohen Gadol did an Aveira. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Malik Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, the Hoya Vein Aroya Ba, Bita Chalola, Psula Lekuna. Malik Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, she can be Yasem Aveira. Taimer Ba'amayni, she not Samayni, she ain't be Yasem Aveira. And for the Gemara, you're right. We can't learn it out from an Amana Lek Kohen Gadol, but we can learn it out from a Cholol. A Cholol is a person born from a Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. The son is a Cholol. He marries a Jewish girl. He did nothing wrong. A Cholol was allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. Nothing wrong. The kid, the daughter, is a Cholol. The Cholol did nothing wrong. His daughter is a Cholol. Now, is there an Aveira here? No Aveira. Why is the daughter a chalala? Because her father has restrictions. He's a chalal. Well, the Geramaini has restrictions. He's a Geramaini. Therefore, his daughter is like the daughter of a chalal. Chalal yechiyach. Talk to Gemara Malik and Gatma.
A chalal who married the Bat Yisrael, the Chalala,
he can marry her? 100%. He can marry Kehanis. 100%. Why not? Why not?
He's making chalala.
So his daughter won't marry a Kayan. Something about Malachosh can you tirasi bavero. There's a difference. The Geramaini, nothing, he wasn't created through a sin. Therefore, since he wasn't created through a sin, it's one thing, but the Cholah was created through a sin. The reason he's a chol is because a sin was committed. The Geramaini is not a Geramaini because a sin was committed. Nobody committed a sin. He just happens to be born into Amain. A chol came from a sin. Why is the kid a chol? So maybe that's why he passes his daughter. You can't compare it to a Geramaini who no sin is involved.
Well, they carry the sin, though, not completely.
Yeah, but that's not a sin in his creation. Dr. Rashi, Chol Zarchi Yechiyach, Shemutar Bebas Yisrael Ve'ein Biyasaba Bavera, Obitam Silu Lakuna. Malachosh Ki Yitzasa Bavera, Shebiyas Abba Vima Bavera. Taimah Bavayin Ish Ein Tzorasa Bavera, he wasn't created through an act of Bavera. Dr. Gemara, Koyin Gadol Yechiyach, we're going to try to do a Tzad Hashava, which means we take two and we look for a common denominator. A Koyin Gadol marries Amana, does an Avera, but he wasn't created by an Avera in the Kohen Gadol. The Cholol marries a girl, creates a Cholola, but he didn't do an Avera. So one didn't do an Avera, and one wasn't created by Avera. What's the common denominator? The common denominator is, there's something wrong. So by Gera Mighty, there's something wrong. That's all. If you're going to take Cholol and Kohen Gadol by Amana, and you look for the common denominator. You can't say the common denominator is they did in Avera. That's not true. You can't say the common denominator is they were created by Avera. But the common denominator is that they're not a regular people. Something is wrong. Well, Geramaini is not a regular person.
He's a Nair person. Is he?
A Geramaini.
Is he a Nair person?
He's a Nair Geramaini.
No, he's a touch no one.
Therefore. We'll stop here. We'll continue after Monday morning. Wednesday morning. Sunday morning, we'll do Chazara. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. And for those who are not on a Sunday, a wonderful Yom Tov. And everybody that's on the Sunday also can have a wonderful Yom Tov.